new name burst onto the top rungs of British pop charts this year with a song called My Heart. Well, maybe not a new name. An Academy Award winner. One of the most famous names in musical history, in fact. Just hasn't released a recording for about 20 years. Doris Day. She has a new album of songs ranging from the title track to a Joe Cocker ballad, Comden and Green comic song, and a duet with her late son, the producer Terry Melcher. It's called My Heart, and Doris Day joins us from her home in Carmel, California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I love it, Scott. Thank you. And I love that song, My Heart.
Well, tell us how it came about.
Well, it's my son's song, and I just love it. I'm so proud of him. And unfortunately, we never had the opportunity to work together, to sing together, until now. And, if he could only be here. It's hard for me. Because he isn't, and I love his singing. If only he could be here.
You know, in so many of the songs on the CD, you hear that unmistakable, incomparable Doris Day joy in your voice. Has that always been there?
Well, I'm not aware of it, but it's very nice for you to say that.
Well, when did you discover you had that voice?
I don't think that I discovered it. I was in a bad accident when I was very young. I was laid up for about 3 years, and it was in that time my mother thought that to just break up, you know, lying there in bed, I should start singing. And that was difficult because the person that she wanted me to see would not come to the house. So they had to carry me. But we got there, and she was lovely. But she didn't teach me to sing. She couldn't sing a note. That was what was so interesting about her. And she mentioned something to one of the new bands in Cincinnati. She knew someone who could sing in the band. And he had to have someone right away. And there I was, 16. He knew that that was against the law. But he said to my mother, don't worry about that. Now, we put a lovely gown on her, some makeup, and she's going to sing with my orchestra. And my mother almost fainted. He said, she's 18. Remember that.
Let's listen to a little bit of the wonderful version you have on this new CD of You Are So Beautiful.
You are so beautiful. Can't you see? You're everything I've hoped for. You're everything I need.
Why did you choose this song?
I like it.
I don't think I can ever ask that question with a straight face again. Of course, that's why you chose.
I did. In fact, I love it.
You are so beautiful to me.
May I ask you some movie questions?
Sure.
You worked for Alfred Hitchcock in mm-hmm. The Man Who Knew Too Much. You're considered, we're considered in Hollywood, just about the nicest person in the world. Nobody ever said that about Mr. Hitchcock. What was he like to work for?
Oh, he was wonderful. Who could say anything bad about him?
Actors, usually. Well, the fame.
They had to be crazy. Then the actor wasn't on the ball. Maybe he was drinking the night before and came late. He didn't like that. And I would never do that. James Stewart would never do that. We were both on time. He liked that.
You mentioned Jimmy Stewart, with whom you made that film, The Man
Who Knew Too Much. Oh, and he was so great to work with. Jimmy is such a great man. He's so pure, and everything is so real to him. That's the way it has to be. It has to be real.
Well, what was Cary Grant like?
Cary Grant, he was great fun. They were all great. I was lucky.
Frank Sinatra?
Oh, I love him. You know, I knew him when we were all singing.
I think it's safe to say, of all the great leading actors you worked with, you still are most closely identified with Rock Hudson.
Yes, uh-huh. We really hit it off.
May I ask, after all these years, did you know he was living with a secret?
No, I did not know that. I know what you mean now, but I did not know that. And I just adored him.
I've always heard he was a real gentleman.
Oh, absolutely. And funny, my husband and I had a beach house in Malibu, and the phone would ring, and it would be Rock. Hey, he named me Eunice, just as a joke. He would call, Eunice, as only he could do. Anyway, he would call, it's Eunice. Oh, hi. Are you two down there? Yeah. Can I come? Okay, come on. He just loved it. He would be with us the whole weekend.
I have to ask you a question about Oscar Levant. He made what is considered one of the great ad-lib quips about you of all time.
Well, I know there was a funny one. What did he say?
Well, if I may, he said, when you had this image from the movies, he said, I knew Doris Day before she was a virgin. So
I know. Yeah, oh, he was a character. I don't know how many films he was in with me. Maybe one.
Maybe one, I know. Anything to say about him after all these years to turn the tables?
I thought he was funny. Really funny. I did. Oh, he is funny.
Yeah.
Or was.
When I was just a little girl.
So there's a question I have to ask you.
What's that?
When I was a little boy, I used to ask my mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Do you know what she said to me?
What?
She said she would imitate you and sing Que Sera Sera.
Did she?
Yes.
I think
millions of us have grown up hearing your song or our mother's
My song.
Exactly. I have read that wasn't your favorite song.
Well, no, it wasn't. I never thought it would just be such a huge hit. It's still going.
Are there going to be any more CDs from Doris Day?
All I can say is you never know.
Well, in our family, we say que sera sera.
Then I'll say it. You tell your mom. Que sera sera.
Que sera sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera sera.
Miss Day, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I had fun.
Doris Day speaking with us from Carmel, California. Her new album, My Heart, and the proceeds benefit the Doris Day Animal Foundation.
Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera.